Let's head up to the UP. That's where the Rotary Club of Iron Mountain Kingsford had itself a dilemma. You want to raise money for all the good works you have planned for your community, but those tried and true fundraisers, the raffles, the baskets of cheer, the Saturday morning pancake breakfasts, well, they're kind of boring. But then my next guest realized they had something unique with which to work, an old flooded mine with ice that's a foot thick. Jeff DeRitter is with the Iron Mountain Rotary Club. Jeff, tell us about that old mine, the Chapin Mine.
I think it was worked out in the early 1920s. It was a shaft-type mine and somewhat of a pit, 300, 350 feet deep. And then, of course, as mining operations stopped, pumping operations stopped because a lot of shaft mines would tend to flood because of groundwater. So the pumping stopped, and you end up with the two lakes or ponds. Basically, to the residents now, that's the Chapin Pit. And it's right in downtown Iron Mountain. So, Cindy, back in the 1940s, I believe, one of the local clubs, I believe it was the Lions Club, they put a car out on the ice and had a lottery as to when it would sink. And I remember at the very end, which was in the late 50s, I remember looking at those, thinking, gee, how neat they were, because at that point I was starting to develop some male interest in cars. But they didn't take them out. They let them sink. When they went down, down they went. They may have drained the gas and the oil and that sort of thing. I have no idea how that progressed.
So you found somebody that didn't want a car and said, hey, let's do this.
Yeah, matter of fact, first of all, we decided that we're going to do this. And then one of the club members more or less raised his hand, and he ended up with three cars in his driveway. And his dearest beloved said, get rid of one of them because we can't put them all in the garage. So he turned over his 1998 Saturn. So we turned the Saturn over to the local vocational school, and they're very kind people. One of the groups, the mechanic group, removed the engine, transmission, anything that had to do with fluids and things like that, radiator, gas tank, brake fluid. The body shop group painted it because the car was a dark gray and not very nice to look at.
So what did they paint it?
They painted it a bright screaming orange with racing stripes.
No one's going to miss that, are they, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. It's very visible. And then they turned it over to the graphics department, and they put our Rotary sign on it and our Rotary symbol. And then all the kids signed their names on the roof and the hood and the trunk lid. And then they had a little contest among themselves to see how many kids would fit in a Saturn. So we put 13 students inside and two in the trunk.
Well, good way to get the kids involved so they feel a part of this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what we thought.
But unlike the old days when they would just let this thing sink into the pit, you can't do that these days. I'm sure there's permits and do's and don'ts.
Yeah, well, it's not that complicated just because it's a very limited waterway, and it's by city council decree. It's not permitted for recreational use. But the city council gave us permission to go ahead and do it again, and they thought it was a great idea. They were all smiley-faced. And then we had to get permission from the DEQ, and they told us what we had to do.
And what was that?
Well, basically, it was the removal of all the pollution-causing things on the car.
But you're going to pull it out of the water, aren't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Another company donated 500 feet of 3/8 steel cable. We have it attached to the car. We lowered the car down one of the steep embankments using that cable attached to a front-end loader, so it could let it down slowly, and then we pushed it manually out into the middle of the ice area.
And then people get to place their bets and pay a little money. How much money are you hoping to raise, Jeff?
The prize is $1,000 for the first year. We have no idea what we're going to bring in. We've gotten a lot of coverage, and we've had calls from all over. People are asking us to send them the tickets. It's $5 for a guess, and you have to guess the month, the date, the hour, and the minute. And if nobody guesses the minute, whoever is closest to it is going to be the winner. If there are two that are, let's say, 10 minutes either side of the sinking time, then we'll split the money. If there are three people who guess the exact minute, we'll split the money. We also have a live cam, so people can actually take a look every day. How's it doing? You know, is it sinking? Are we getting any soft spots in the ice? Does it look like, you know, that sort of thing?
And what is your bet? When do you think that old Saturn's going to sink?
I bet on May 6th is the date I put on so far, but I'm going to enter a few more times. The only thing is I'm going to have to put down my dog's name or something, because it wouldn't look very good if the chairman of this thing won the money. You know what I mean?
Well, you really did a bang-up job pulling so many members of the community together for this. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, it is, and believe believe it or not, we have such a wonderful time talking about this at Rotary meetings. I mean, there's such a closeness. You know, everybody is involved in some way or other. We have 15 canisters. They're 7-gallon steel pails. The ticket committee can go to the various stores and businesses where the canisters are located, and in local night spots, restaurants, taverns, places where people will gather well into the evening and betting against each other more or less by filling out the entry form and dropping their $5 per guest or 3 guesses for $10.
And Jeff, I'm betting the more beers, the better.
That's very good, Cindy. Very good.
Jeff DeRitter is the chairman of the Iron Mountain Kingsford Rotary Club, watching for that great big plunge and see when that car goes through the ice. Jeff, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy. I really appreciate this.
Do you want to bet on how long it'll take that Saturn to sink to the bottom? Maybe win some cold hard cash? You can head over to RotaryIMK.org. RotaryIMK.org. All guesses have to be submitted before March 31st. Still to come, how an act of civil disobedience in 1971 proved the FBI was trampling on constitutional rights.
You know, this was the first time that FBI documents were seen in the public. They really cracked the wall of secrecy that existed around the FBI.
That's coming up in 10 minutes. This is Stateside from Michigan Radio.